I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, baby, gonna tap that ass. Hey, baby, gonna tap that ass. Little mama gonna grab that ass. Little baby gonna shake your ass. Da-da-ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da fuck are you singing?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I said, I don't know. I dreamt about it.
It's not bad, though.
It's not too bad.
It's not a bad song. I think it's all right.
You do the attack that ass, grab that ass, smack that ass. Yep, all of them.
Taste that ass.
Yep.
Now, would you taste that ass?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, hey, guys, this is Tim and Tausch in the Morning Podcast, number 25, or is it 24?
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
You're in. You're good.
We're rolling?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I didn't either, but then you started singing, so I figured that's the start of the podcast.
There's a rap song that I dreamt about. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
I'm not kidding.
Come on in here.
Have him come on in.
He just ran the other way. He threw his hands up in the air and then ran the other way.
As soon as he sees us doing the podcast, it's like, go the other way.
Bolts.
Yep. Out. So right. I had a dream about a rap song. And I'm not kidding.
Are you finally taking my advice and going after your rap career?
No, not at all. Hey, coming up on the podcast today, Tim and Tausch in the Morning Podcast, 24
or 25. I don't know.
I think it's 20 fucking six.
No, it's definitely not that.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly which one it
25.
Is, but it's definitely not that.
I'm going to say 25. So I woke up and I oftentimes will dream of song. I think a lot of musicians do. And then they got to scroll down what they dreamt about or record something real quick. This one's easy to remember. So it's just like, hey, baby, gonna grab that ass. Hey, mama, gonna shake your ass. Hey, baby, gonna smack your ass. That's all I got. And I just keep adding to it.
Right.
Is that a good one?
Well, yeah, that's a good hook. So every single verse will then come back to hey, baby, gonna smack that ass. Right? Do I have it right?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, baby, gonna taste that ass.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. So, coming up on the podcast today, there are some movements with Post Game Meets the Big Show.
Yes.
We do Brewers Post Game. Mm-hmm. Our afternoon show is called The Big Show, and we intertwine the two on Brewers Day Games, and I don't know. We'll talk about that coming up in a bit. It is summertime. By the way, there's been some personnel changes here at the radio station. Some people have exited.
Yes. We wish them well in the emails.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they're on
future
to bigger
endeavors.
Bigger and better things.
Sure.
Not just on our station, but throughout the building, there's been another movement, if you will.
Oh.
On one of our other stations.
Wait, a new one?
Well, not a new one.
But, oh, okay. All
but
right.
Still, that was like
say,
3 weeks.
Jesus.
That was 3 weeks ago.
Okay,
I figured I'd throw it in there.
I thought you were just telling me something new because you were here a little bit earlier than I was.
So. Does it make you a little nervous that there are some personnel changes?
I'm always sweating, so. But
deal with it. That's radio.
But in this career, in this job, I feel bad if they would not want me to believe that I could be fired at any time. If somebody's better at doing my job than me, then bring him in.
Then you should be.
Yeah, then I should be replaced.
Yeah. Especially if it doesn't cost you any additional money.
Right, exactly.
So there were personnel changes, and again, we wish them well. Summer's here. The Brewers in the heat of a big-time pennant race, and that's what we do, and we'll just catch up on that. I do want to just say this about the Brewers. Can you manage your roster a little bit better? DL stints. If we're relying on Aaron Wilkerson, Mike Zagurski, and these types of fellas.
Yeah. So you would have rather had Nate Orff up here a lot sooner.
I guess. Just
if that's your other option, that's what you got.
Grab the wheel and hang on.
For sure.
Better off to have the injuries and some issues now here in early July than, mid-September. So there's recovery time.
LeBron James. The dude's like the king, right?
Mm-hmm. King James.
Opens up the East for our own Giannis.
I love him going to L.A.
They win 35 games last year. What do they win this coming season? And 35 was a 9-game hike from the year before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've been bad for a while.
I just wonder about the ball dad. What's his name?
LeVar.
LeVar Ball.
I can't wait. But
they're going to go at it.
The best part is, though, LeBron's the only guy to just say, I don't give a fuck about this dude.
Shut up.
Everybody else wants to give the dude attention. If I don't, then what does he care? He can chirp all he wants. It's not going to matter. Especially now that they brought in Rajon Rondo. Tim, Rajon Rondo, if anybody is going to toughen up Lonzo Ball and make sure that he's ready for anything that he's going to hear in the league, Rajon Rondo in training camp and every single practice is going to be in that dude's ear, chirping all day.
Yeah.
If anybody's going to get after him, it's going to be Rajon Rondo. So I think that situation is going to be awesome.
I didn't realize that LeBron has a couple of houses in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a big business guy, too. It's a great move for him, too. Late in your career, why would you not want to go move out in L.A.?
$150-plus
million? $53 million. Jeez. Wife loves God. L.A. His kids are going to go out there.
God. Just
Yeah.
I bought a lottery ticket today because of LeBron James.
Best part is the $150 million. Oh, I almost just spilled.
Oh.
Coffee. That would have been real bad.
Right next to the electronics.
Oh, right next to the electronics. I don't know if there's the security camera in this room.
No.
You think they would have been able to tag me?
That would have been awesome.
That would have been. No, it would not have been awesome.
For me, it would have been.
Yeah, because you're usually the one smacking him onto the ground. Well, in the middle of a fucking tirade.
At least I spill on the ground.
About Brewers' Brad Nelson pickups.
I don't dump my Mountain Dew all over the board.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. You would have been in so much trouble.
So much fucking trouble.
Yeah, I didn't realize that he lived out there and that, you know, sort of that's his home base. I thought
that's
Cleveland
a scene,
was.
Yeah.
Hey, Cleveland took down that big banner billboard,
mm-hmm.
or they're taking it down, like they did when he bolted
right,
to South
the first
Beach.
Time, yeah.
Yep.
It's, whatever. I was listening to some Cleveland sports radio this morning on the radio.com app, where you're probably listening to this podcast, or on iTunes, wherever you're getting it. But if you're listening to The Fan, the radio.com app, only place to listen to us. So if you usually got us on TuneIn, not going to be able to do that anymore.
Can we simmer down, though? I mean, what were they saying in Cleveland? Pissed?
Oh, no. They were all just praising him. Loved him. Because, and I was listening to the dude last night, Ken Carman, who's on The Fan on Sunday nights. He does the night show on CBS Sports Radio nationally. And he was talking about it, and I just wanted to hear his morning show that he does in Cleveland. And he was just saying, no, I can't fault the dude. I can't be mad at him. Because he brought a game and a championship to me that I never thought would happen.
Yep.
And with the way that the league has gone, and you're hearing it now too, once LeBron goes to LA, Kawhi is going to go or whoever else is going to go. It's such a dominant superstar league that if you don't have the one dude that will stay for sure, you're screwed.
But doesn't it mean now the NBA title game is actually the Western Conference Finals?
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's the part of it that, unless our Bucks can step it up a little bit.
Yeah, the Bucks or the Celtics, those two are going to be good teams. Philadelphia is good, but
yeah, I still like Toronto.
I hate the Sixers.
Toronto's
good too, man.
I totally
agree.
Dwayne Casey got the screw job.
Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't it be the best if, so LeBron gets Dwayne Casey fired, they lose 8 straight games to him and get bounced out of the playoffs again. And then this Toronto team goes to the finals. Somehow LeBron and the Lakers get past the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, and he beats the fuckers again as a Laker.
Takes them out. Could happen.
Definitely could happen.
I'm going to bet, if you're a betting guy, bet Toronto over again.
I have actually gotten emailed the NBA title chances for the next NBA championship. We have the Milwaukee Bucks. This is from Bovada. At 100-1 to win the NBA championship.
How about just the East?
I didn't get the East. This hasn't been sent out yet.
You would think about cut in half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would probably be it. Oh, never mind. Yeah, these are more LeBron-related props and all this kind of stuff. Oh, and more Brewers ones. Want to check in where the Brewers are at for the World Series?
Sure.
They started the year here, or they started June at 11-1. They're now 16-1.
Ooh, they're going
down
the other way
to win the championship. We got them at 15-1 to appear, I believe.
Yeah, 15-1 mm-hmm. to get in. Don't even have to win the World Series, although we want them to win. All right, so can we settle down on the NBA talk after a couple of days?
It'll
of this?
Take a little while, but yeah, it'll settle down.
Does it ever go away?
Well, not on certain shows.
Okay.
Yeah, there's plenty of different shows, but certain ones will never.
Yeah, they're gonna
never cease and desist.
Chauncey Billups for a couple of days.
Chauncey Billups is a baller, man.
Well, I'm just throwing out
your
some
NBA. Your
boy
Rip Hamilton.
Just throwing it out there. So summer's here. We are located in Milwaukee. We got Summerfest going on. The Brewers, the heat waves.
Oh, Summerfest.
Everything is, yeah. Mm. You went to Summerfest the other day.
Twice, yeah.
Scenery was good.
Very good, yes. Not for people seeing me as scenery, though. I did the show for the Milwaukee Admirals. I'm a game host for the Admirals. That's the minor league hockey team. And we do a show.
They have a booth
every
or
weekday.
A show or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, every weekday.
There.
It's like an hour show and play some hockey and play some games with kids. And you weave the puck in between the cones and fire it into the net. And so it's 85 degrees. We're on this blacktop sport court. Bleachers all around you. It's about 100 degrees on the surface. They had the thermometer right there measuring the surface. And they give me a light gray shirt. It was rap set about 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Finished introducing the first promo, and then I hear the people behind me go, man, he's really sweating.
Well, look at you. I mean, it
looked like I had fucking shoulder pads on. My shoulders were sweated through. The entire body.
You like going to Summerfest during scorching hot weather because mm-hmm. then people wear less clothing.
And everyone's happier when that's happening.
Everybody is happier.
I'm like me in my flip-flops. I am so much happier when I'm wearing my slide flip-flops.
To work.
All day. Every day. Mm.
There's something wrong with bare feet at work. Now, I run around in socks.
You run around in socks. So that's better.
I don't know which is better. I'm thinking it's...
Because you will come to work in just socks.
I'll leave the house.
Leave your shoes at home.
Yeah, I'll just leave the house in socks.
I'm an inbred for wearing flip-flops with no socks to work.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But it's...
Is it just because my feet are so big and gross?
No, it's just the fact that there's foot sweat that could just be flying around. So then, if I'm in my socks...
Right.
Then I soak up your foot sweat. With my socks. Then when I go to take my socks off, I touch your foot sweat. And then if I bite my nail or something, I might as well suck your toe.
You're biting your toenail?
No, my fingernail.
Oh,
after
Jesus.
After I take the socks off.
7 degrees of separation or whatever the fuck that is.
That is Rami right there.
Yeah, that's a germaphobe. That's a germaphobe.
Yes.
Which he is.
A guy we work
very,
with.
Very, very bad.
And he admits it.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure he does.
He admits it. So... we also have fireworks coming up here this week, mm-hmm. and there's always, now I don't mean to laugh at people that blow their fingers off their hand.
Okay.
I really don't.
That's big of you.
Honestly, I don't want to
really
laugh.
That's really big of you. I'm proud of you.
I don't want to laugh at people being stupid, but sometimes, if you know that this incendiary device, also known as a firework, could blow your fingers off. Wouldn't you take a little extra precaution?
Well, yeah, a sober person would. But it's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You can't expect people to be making good decisions.
Who's the dude from the NFL that blew his fingers
JPP.
Off? JPP. Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing how that's worked out for him.
It's just fucking stupid. I don't mean to laugh at the dismemberment part of it.
No, but, it's funny, though.
But the fact...
It is kind of funny.
The fact that you know ahead of time that you're working with explosives, then, I don't know, be heads up. Be safe. Just drink all you want. I don't give a shit how much you drink. Drink yourself to oblivion.
But you got to designate one person to be the guy that's going to light off the fireworks at night.
Yeah.
Instead of just going to your local park, which is a little bit easier. But
well, I like the fireworks.
In the backyard?
I do.
You like setting them off right
off?
I do.
I do. Mm-hmm. And have over the years with my son. But, you know, we're sort of...
You ever get a free roof out of that?
No, I wanted one. I want someone to burn my garage down so bad. I do.
I'll give out the address to... somebody will go light a firecracker over there.
I just don't want to go to prison for arson and insurance embezzlement. Or else I would have burned that thing down. This is on the rental. But if I got a new garage on that rental, it would improve the property and I'd probably sell it. Hmm. I could get like, I don't know.
Smart business decision.
$15,000-$20,000 more for it. Just someone, if you know where it's at. No, I can't condone that. All right. And what else we got here going on? Oh, we will get to the post game meets the big show. We do have a personnel member that is going to Las Vegas in about a week, not for Summer League NBA. I will just say a fan colleague of ours. I think he's getting married. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I think he's getting.
Really?
I think he's going out there to get married, and that's a big secret.
Okay, so
because he's been bummed out.
That is the second time that he will be going to Vegas. Correct.
Yeah, I think.
Because you went with him one time.
His first time, yeah.
Okay.
It was a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
It was awful.
How was that a three-nighter or a four-nighter?
I think it was a three-nighter,
you only really got two of them.
Yep, well, because...
You paid for three. You were there for three, but only really there for two.
Well, and even not even that, because the first night, all flights were canceled out of O'Hare. It was like 73-mile-an-hour winds.
Oh.
So we're on our way to O'Hare, and we get the text blast that says all flights canceled.
Oh, you must have been a treat.
It was like, this is going to be that kind of trip. And it was.
You lose a bunch of money?
Well, I didn't like people hovering around me while I'm gambling. Fucking go do something.
Just standing there watching you gamble?
Standing there and almost rooting against me. Bad vibe. Bad, bad, bad.
You're,
go away.
You're going to put another $20 bill in that machine?
20 more? Shouldn't you switch? But I think he's getting married. I think. So did we blow the whistle on that?
I don't know.
So those of you that listen to the fan and you hear about a Vegas trip, congratulate him on his wedding. Yeah, so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's been a little bummed out, a little crabby lately, and I think that's why. Just fatigue and, before a wedding it happens. I've been there.
Travel is very, very difficult.
Because I have to have a window seat. All right. Speaking of Vegas, you want to pull this story up? I don't know if you read this story. I just accidentally ran across it because I'm such a Vegas fucking idiot that...
Do you read like the Vegas newspapers?
I do.
Okay.
I do like once a week.
Okay.
Once a week, I'll just kind of tap into their site and just kind of cruise through what's happening. And, if New York got a new $1 million slot winner, whatever it is, it keeps me in the moment. Having been to Vegas 60 times, someone should sponsor us to go to Vegas. GoFundMe page on the Tim and Taos in the Morning podcast. We should
start thinking about possibly trying to do that.
We get good response and got great response on our podcast. It was like the second one, third one.
Yeah, it was very, very early
on. Fourth one.
Yeah, we took them through a night in Vegas with us. So we're going to go on that trip again.
Yes, and we'll walk you through a night's party.
We'll definitely walk you through a night's party.
So there's a Hartford, Wisconsin brother and sister that are recovering a 1980 Datsun B310 little pickup truck.
Okay.
That their dad died in out in the desert in Vegas. So I want to make sure that I thought it was interesting because it was local and plus it's Vegas.
Yeah, nice tie in.
So
there.
They wanted to recover this car for whatever reason.
For sure, yeah.
I don't know. I think I know, but it didn't say that in the article.
Now, is their deceased father's car?
Yes.
Okay.
The dad died.
Okay.
He was a longtime blackjack dealer at the Showboat Casino. And He died when that particular automobile, and again, this is all just, I'm just paraphrasing all of this. If I get some facts wrong, I apologize. He died in that vehicle when it blew up. What's the first thing you think? What's the first thing you think of when an automobile blows up in Las Vegas when there's a person in it?
I think something was tied to the starter.
Yeah. You think mob? You think organized crime?
Oh, someone, that's a bad way to die.
Someone owed someone money. That's the first thing I thought of. It. The article didn't say that though. The article said that he was out because he lived in a single. Wide motor, not motor home. Trailer park.
Okay.
It's a single wide instead of a double wide. He was in a single wide.
Okay.
And his big thing was to
himself,
buy his big thing was to buy his own piece of land and build a house. He wanted to own his house for the first time.
Yeah.
So he was out there and I don't think he even had purchased the property yet or he was in the process of doing so, but he apparently was blowing up Joshua trees. To clear the land a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
So
to open it up.
Yes. So he was doing these explosive things, and one blew up in his car, and blew up the car. And he wasn't found for days because he didn't show up for work, and someone finally ran across him. They did
just on the land that they thought that he was acquiring. Okay.
Out in the middle of the Mojave Desert. And
whoa.
So the daughter and the son... from Hartford. If you want to just Google it, if you want to help those guys out, the GoFundMe page is out there.
So they're bringing the car back to Hartford.
I don't know where they're
going to refurbish it.
I don't know what they're doing with it. Honestly, I don't know what they're doing with it. Read between the lines here what I think. This is just me.
That's interesting.
I think that they're curious about how the man died. And maybe it's all honest.
What was
going
on?
Well, maybe it was an accident. Maybe it was, and I'm overthinking it, but I'm a conspiracy guy anyway. So just if you want to Google that story, it's a good read. But you have to read between the lines a little bit. And I just thought that, let's see, middle of the desert, car blows up, Vegas, blackjack dealer. I don't know. But God bless them. It's called, the family is the Blackborn. So if you want to help them out, do so on our behalf. Throw them $5 to try and get the car, and maybe there's some
things. I would if I had $5. But.
Maybe there's some things that they want to find out about that. All right, and what else we got here? Okay, so post-game meets the big show.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
Yeah, we do. So there's some movement on this.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for about a year and a half now.
Did it start last year or the year before? Might be 2.5 years.
Oh, is it 2.5?
It might
maybe.
Be.
Yeah. So what would happen, day game, Brewer game, we do the Brewer post game show, you would go in, and then for the last year and a half, I would go in with, and we would do our show.
Mm-hmm.
And it... has now been adjusted to
been an adjustment
to the Brewer postgame show. We'll go on after the Brewer game.
So when the Brewers ended, say they had a noon start, 1 o'clock start,
mm-hmm.
it would end at 3 or 4. Then you and I jump in, as you said, and we do the show with those guys. They intertwine the two,
right?
The NBA,
we're in there. They're in a. Just doing the same show.
Bunch of basketball guys doing a baseball show. Doing a baseball postgame show.
Well, and some football guys. Gary played in the league.
Yeah, that's true. And so, I don't think it was a secret that none of us really liked it. Listeners may have liked it because it was that uncomfortable feeling as we had our boss on, a couple of weeks ago on this podcast. But so now I come in on last week sometime.
Right.
And
it was a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And it was the day that I was sweating through my shirt at Summerfest. I was
that was
here.
The day. Yep. I come in and the afternoon boys during the baseball game, they're doing their regular show. And during the commercial break, I step into the studio And, hey, boys, how's it going? Brewer's doing this, that, and the other thing. You ready to rock and roll today? Etc. Just all kind of fired up because that's what I do before a show.
Yeah, get excited to be entertained. Yeah, be entertaining.
Unlike some people that just, I got to do a show.
Easy, buddy.
What?
Just.
I'm not saying here.
Okay.
Across the nation.
All right, yeah.
Go to awfulbroadcasting.com and you'll see some bad broadcasts. You'll hear. Yeah. That's a great site. It's a great site for your evil side. And so I talked to our buddy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, who will refuse to be on this podcast.
Yeah, I think he was doing something and just left. And there was a window open. I just said, fuck it. We're doing it.
And he said, did you talk to Tom? Tom's our boss. And I said, well, about what? And he said, about post-game meets the big show. I went, today? He goes, no, just about the post-game meets the big show. I said, no, we haven't talked about that yet. He goes, no more. I thrust my arms into the air, double fist in it, and went, woo, yes. Okay. And he goes, he just shakes his head, and he's like, Gary did the same thing. So when Gary Ellerson was told, he did the same thing. Thrust his fist in the air, yes.
Well, at least we're all consistent.
Yes, we are. So what'll happen now moving forward, for those that care, it'll be regular post-game, unless there's like an ultra-early start.
Early
11 a.m. East Coast, 11:35.
They did one of those in Washington last year or something like that, yeah.
But if there's a noon start, no, it's just regular. There's a 1 o'clock, just a regular, so we get to go in and do our thing. Nice. I think everyone is more comfortable with that. We won't have to try and get LeBron speak into, you know, our baseball talk. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just, you know, that's what they do. And they do it well.
Very well.
They talk NBA, and they do it outstanding. Same, like you said, with football.
For sure.
We do our baseball thing. Occasionally, you and I do other shows that we do football stuff and basketball stuff ourselves. But that was all good
basketball
news.
Basketball drafts and stuff like that.
I don't think anyone's disappointed in this move. I don't know what precipitated this move. I don't know how that fuse got lit to change it. I'm not sure how it even got started.
But we're here to see the end of it.
We're here to see the end of it.
That's all that matters, buddy. Happy for it.
Yes, we are. Very happy for this.
And you know what? It's good, though, because there's going to be 40,000 people coming out of Miller Park on these day games. And it's going to be a wild 2.5-3 months that we're going to see.
That may have had an issue, or that may have been one of the issues in why the decision was made, because of the season that the Brewers are having.
They're having this great year, yet you have, like you said earlier in the podcast, Aaron Wilkerson on the mound. You had Boone Logan on the team on the 40-man roster for almost 2.5 months. Mike Zagurski, the Polish potbelly, going out there pitching.
No offense to Eric Sogard, but Eric Sogard. And no offense to Orlando Arcia, but Arcia. I mean, there are some roster issues here.
And we're waiting, just waiting every single day for Tyler Saladino to come back and play shortstop. That dude was cut by a last place team. And we're, the Brewers and Brewer fans are hoping and praying that he's going to come back and grab his magic. Just, it's wild that they're 13 games over 500 and some of the guys on the team continue to have some down years.
But it's going to be fun down the stretch here. So there you go. Post game meets the big show. You'll see probably two of those the rest of the year, I'm thinking. Okay. Cool. Somewhere in there. Outside of that, no. They move out. We move in, do our show. And then when we're done, we move out. They move back in. Occasionally, they're going to be able to leave early. I think that was part of this.
Yeah.
That they got so used to leaving, like leaving the building, done for the day.
For sure.
That they were loving Brewers Day games during the week.
Well, and it's summer. Who doesn't want to get out at 4:30? Right.
A paid day off.
Yeah, for sure.
Or a paid half day.
Half day, for sure.
A paid half day. I would love paid half days. Wouldn't you? Full pay for a half day's work.
Yeah, you call that a rain delay, but we don't get paid, so.
Yeah. Rain delay the other day, too. All right, so there you go. Next week, we are going to have a get to know. We have agreements and contracts signed with Mike Clemens.
Yes, as well as Bill Michaels.
Bill Michaels has agreed
to... Bill Michaels is in the middle of planning a wedding, so we understand if maybe we'll push it to after the wedding or something.
Maybe.
That might be good, because...
Wedding
Bill,
stories.
Yeah, we'll get some decent stories out of Bill.
And keep your ears open to 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee, for a personnel member that's going to Vegas. And we all go to Vegas.
Within like a week.
Almost,
so he's going in like a week.
Yeah, almost the entire staff goes to Vegas, except Sparky. Sparky goes to Disney.
Sure.
Did you listen to the Disney podcast? We want people to go over and take a listen to that.
The world according to Sparky.
Now we want
leave a comment. Tell us what you think.
We want to know what you guys think.
Because we're all into getting better. So if you think that there's something that we can do better on this podcast, we'll hear it. We don't really know if there is, but with that one, let us know. What can we do?
Yes. There'll be some vacation time. There's some fill-in time. So be on the lookout here on The Fan in Milwaukee that there'll be some fill-in hosts and all that stuff. It's vacation time. But we do want to know what you guys think of The World According to Sparky podcast. So just type that in, The World According to Sparky.
Yeah, it's right here. You go on to The Fan on Demand. You scroll down, you'll find it. Big tab.
And
World According to Sparky.
I listened to the other day.
And then our buddy Andy Spitzer is in that podcast as well.
And Kay.
He's another they call themselves the Disney Dorks.
Kay Bores.
Disney Dorks. Makes sense.
Kay Bores, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, that's Stephen John Pfeiffer IV, and that's Andy Spitzer, our buddy. But they do Disney stuff, and I listened to it last week. I don't know if that was the latest one, but the one I listened to, they were comparing funnel cakes from the State Fair and Disney.
Okay.
I know that. It was...
That's something nice.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't. My ear could not leave.
Hey, content.
My ear was not going to leave that one.
Mm-mm.
So what they came to the determination that the funnel cakes at Disney were better because it was 25% more magic.
Huh.
I didn't make this up. This comes straight from that podcast. Okay. So,
is that a measurable stat?
I think it is. Yeah.
The amount of magic that's in the funnel cake?
Yep. You can measure the magic in the funnel cake.
Yeah. I bet certain people do when they make funnel cakes.
So what we want, Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast, set side by side. It's good listening. With
hey, man,
the
how
world
much
according.
Magic is in this funnel cake that I'm buying?
Now, are we attacking? You're not in California, Colorado, or the state of Washington,
what?
Really.
What? Sorry.
It's Florida. So we want to know what you think of...
Andy goes to Disneyland, he said. That one's in L.A.
That's true. There's a lot of magic.
A lot more magic in the funnel cakes.
I wonder if there's little stands inside Disneyland. Little recreational stands.
Oh.
Inside Disney. They sell beer. Just saying.
I don't know about that one.
They sell beer.
They could. And they could have a lot of magic in their funnel cakes.
There's magic in that funnel cake. We'll leave you on that note.
Brunch with Mickey is a lot more interesting.
Goofy has a new meaning at Disney. All right, you guys have a great week. We'll talk again. We'll get to know someone next week. Tim and Tausch in the Morning podcast. Check it out. Subscribe to it. Radio.com app. Favorite this one. And go check out The World According to Sparky and let us know what you think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.